from London, England, home of Londoners. I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to this edition of the show. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
if you want me to love you, all that you must do is just say so.
How did you choose the women that you followed?
So I met them first in 2010.
Even though they all knew each other, they come from very different places.
Right, really different life stages. So I met the youngest of the three women first.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more, there's a lot more depth to it.
So these women were, deployed on these multiple lengthy deployments.
It shows the difficulty they have in having to navigate, even forget about the enemy environment,
right,
their own environment.
Yeah. So because they're serving in a mixed gender battalion, the ratio is like 2-1 roughly in their own battalion.
Right.
John Stewart starting our Let It Sew section this week. But wait, there's so much more. Here's Terry Gross starting her question, as so many questions on NPR start, with a lip smack.
So set the scene for us when you recorded this. Where were you? And
sure.
Who are the men who you recorded?
So I was in the city of Aleppo.
So what made you think of going to Syria to record ancient religious music?
So I was in a band called Decahedron. That's the band that came after Frotis.
So you actually contacted William Dalrymple, right? And what did
Correct.
You want to get from him?
So to my surprise, he actually responded within 4 hours.
Before we hear some of it, just tell us a little bit about this specific recording.
So this is the Lord's Prayer done in the Syriac language.
I wonder what the Syriac word for so is.